No. I'm not supposed to be here. I don't belong here. No! No!
For every light that shines, a shadow falls.
I'm almost 16 years old, and people say I'm a shining light, but they don't know I live in the shadows, here in Shadow Falls. I've lived here my whole life, that is, until I vanished. I'm not going to tell you I was abducted or kidnapped. That's a story I'll get to eventually. Besides, I'm here to tell you, well, everything. See, I'm not the first person to disappear from Shadow Falls, not by a long shot. My friend Karen Varys is gone now, too. She's older than me. I was a freshman when she was a senior. But the more I think about it, I see that everything, in this life anyway, started with her.
Dad? Dad!
Oh, Karen, over here, just doing some yard work.
Dad, I found this wooden box up in the attic. Look at all the turquoise inlay.
Where did you say you found this?
Karen showed her father a small wooden box inlaid with turquoise.
It was in the attic, underneath some of Grandma's old dresses. Isn't it exquisite?
What were you doing up there?
I don't know. I'm getting older now. I guess I want to find out something about us. You know, our family.
Yes, well, that's understandable.
I didn't open the box. I thought we could do it together.
There's nothing in it. Nothing that would interest you.
I see. Another secret.
That's enough, Karen.
The family tradition. Secrets.
Anyway, look, there, you see? It won't open without a key.
Oh, how convenient. And I'll bet even if you knew where it was, you wouldn't tell me.
Karen!
Bye, Dad!
Karen felt badly about leaving it that way with her father. She loved him so, and really, they were very close. She lay in bed that night, unable to sleep. She heard voices, an argument from downstairs.
No. Damn you, Briar. Leave this family alone.
Maybe in the next lifetime, Dr. Varys, but not in this one.
It was strange for Karen to hear her father arguing, and with a stranger named Briar, whose voice she had never heard before. She crept to the edge of the stairs to listen.
Dr. Varys, you have tried my patience quite enough.
I've nothing more to say to you. Now go! You'll wake up my family!
Oh, I guess we wouldn't want to disturb them. But there will be plenty of time to sleep later, won't there, Dr. Varys? Won't there, Dr. Varys?
Karen listened to the eerie silence that followed Briar's remark. She could only imagine the hateful look that must have crossed her father's face. And then Briar left. 2 weeks later, her father was dead. In the weeks that followed, Karen searched frantically through the house, looking again for that turquoise inlaid box. Finally, she found it. As before, there was no key.
Come on, damn you!
At last, the box opened. Karen ruffled through a mound of papers in the box, and some kind of realization hit her.
Oh my God.
What was inside that box made all the family secrets her father had kept from her pale in comparison. It was a fragile piece of newsprint with what appeared to be her father's photo on the front page.
But this newspaper is from 1850. Come on, open up!
Karen ran to find the one friend she hoped could make sense of her discovery.
Buddy.
Unfortunately for Karen, her friend, the editor of the college newspaper, was not in his office. However, her outburst attracted a few onlookers, including a hot-looking guy named Jacob Fair, who just happens to have been her ex-boyfriend.
Karen!
Jacob! I'm sorry, I don't have time right now.
I came all the way back into town to see you. Karen, I heard about your father. Look, I know I left town pretty abruptly.
Abruptly? You vanished, Jacob. You disappeared without a trace.
Sienna, stop.
You see what a small, incestuous little town Shadow Falls is? The sight of Karen and Jacob together again could not go unnoticed by Karen's best friend, Sienna, who has her own ideas about why Jacob left town.
Your father made you leave, didn't he? And now you think you can come crawling back?
Sienna, I need to talk to Karen.
Well, it doesn't seem like she wants to talk to you anymore, pretty boy.
Karen, I...
Jacob, I don't know what you want, but I can't talk to you right now.
When can you talk to me?
Later!
Karen!
So, this time she leaves you?
Does that ease your guilt a little?
I don't know that anything will.
Was that you that was laying it on so thick a second ago? Well, it doesn't seem like she wants to talk to you, pretty boy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
She's my best friend. I couldn't tell her yet.
What does it matter? Karen and I were broke up, right?
Yeah, but best friends shouldn't break up. Ever. It would hurt her. Even so...
Why wouldn't she want you to be happy?
Not with the man she still loves.
She doesn't love me.
I could see it in her eyes. God, I feel like crap.
Why?
Because I'm in love with you now.
Yeah, I have that effect on women. They fall in love with me, then they feel like crap.
Karen got in her car, hoping to find her friend from the college newspaper at home.
Hey, Ramsey, you in there?
I don't believe he is, Karen.
Jesus, you frightened me!
Oh, I'm sorry about that, darling.
Oh, I know that voice.
Do you now? My name's Briar. Briar Gend. Say, you look just like your father.
You knew my dad, didn't you?
Sort of. I'm the one that killed him.
That was the last time anyone saw Karen. The circumstances of her disappearance remain, shall we say, sketchy. When the news reached Karen's recently widowed mother, she was, going through her own grieving process with the police captain of Shadow Falls.
Was something else, Chloe, darling?
Yes, fine. So, are you going to close the deal, Van Stark?
Yes, Chloe.
Will you pay the asking price?
Yes.
And are you pre-approved for the mortgage?
Not yet.
Oh, you asshole!
Will you take your knee out of my chest?
I'm a very busy woman, Red. I can't be wasting my time here with someone who isn't prepared for what is expected of them. And if you call me Chloe one more time, I'm going to crush your windpipe like a Dixie cup. Are you prepared?
I'm prepared. For Pete's sake.
Oh, like hell you're prepared. You don't come to a gunfight unarmed, and you don't buy a house in my town without getting pre-approved for a mortgage.
I'll do anything you want, mistress.
Good. Then be out of here by 3, because I'm showing this house to someone else.
That's me. Hang on a second. Van Stark. Oh? Oh, shit.
What is it?
It's your daughter, Chloe. It's Karen. Something's happened.
It's too dangerous. We can't even get to the car.
No! Karen! My Karen!
Karen's car was in the middle of a field, so ablaze that it was taking the entire Shadow Falls Volunteer Fire Department forever to douse the flames.
Karen!
Ma'am, you are gonna have to stand back.
That is my daughter's car.
Please, ma'am, let the firefighters do their job.
Look, Officer Crane, don't make me do something you are going to regret.
Ma'am, are you threatening me?
Officer Crane, let the woman through.
Yes, Captain Van Stark.
Sorry, Chloe, Jim's a rookie.
You'll deal with him. You will deal with your Officer Crane. Do you understand
yes,
me?
Yes, I understand.
When they finally stopped Karen's car from burning, they discovered there was no one inside it. Karen was gone. Her mother was not happy.
What happened to my daughter? What happened to Karen? I want some answers!
The next day, everyone at the Black Horse Diner, my mom's place, had plenty to talk about. Another girl had gone missing in Shadow Falls. As usual, they kept their voices down. But everyone got dead quiet when the stranger came in. He was shabbily dressed in a dark overcoat. No one had seen him come into town. No one at all. And although nobody could say they'd ever seen his face before, there was something about this man that seemed familiar. He took a seat by the counter, fully aware that every single eye in the place was on him. Jenna, that's my mom, being a well-trained citizen of Shadow Falls, figured it was best to not be too friendly to Galen. That was his name, Galen Altos, but nobody knew that yet.
Help you?
Cup of coffee. Fleur-de-lis.
What'd you say?
You have a fleur-de-lis on the wall.
That's right. What's it to you?
I don't know, but I'm just tired. Been traveling quite a ways.
90 cents. You can pay when you're done, but don't take long.
I'm looking for work.
You won't find any around here.
You have a help wanted sign in the window. I just...
Job was taken yesterday. Young man named Jacob. Forgot to take the sign down.
I see.
Now you got another reason to keep on pushing when you're done.
From the kitchen, Jacob stared out at the new visitor in Shadow Falls. When Galen got up to leave, Jacob bolted after him.
Jacob!
Be right back! Hey, mister!
What do you want, kid?
That ring on your hand, it's a Vatican signet. You're a priest.
So long, Jacob.
Why does everybody walk away from me? Hey!
Kid, I used to be a priest, I'm not anymore.
Look, I just need you to talk to my father.
Jacob's father is Pastor Leonard Fair. He lives in a drafty old mausoleum out by the old water treatment plant, and he hadn't held a service or preached a sermon in 20 years. The first thing Galen noticed about him was the shocking white that covered both his eyeballs. Yet the blind man seemed to be staring at an old photograph on the wall, a family portrait from a previous century.
I lost my sight 20 years ago, but I remember that picture as though I could see it now. My great-grandparents.
It's hard to forget your family.
No, it's hard to forget pain. Mr.
Altos. Galen Altos.
Tell me, Galen Altos, what brings you to Shadow Falls?
I'm just traveling. Looked like a nice place to stop.
Dad, I thought Mr. Altos could talk to you about...
Jacob!
About what?
Oh, 20 years ago, I lost my faith. To the point where I thought it would require an angel appearing before me to bring it back, and I'm guessing my son here believes I could benefit from talking to another man of the cloth.
He must have left out the part where I told him I used to be a man.
In my estimation, once a man of the cloth, always a man of the cloth.
I just guess that depends on what cloth that is. My faith is not lost. It's been replaced by a fear I dare say you may not understand. But I believe fate has brought you here, Galen. My son Jacob plays a part in that fate, too, though he doesn't quite grasp
Dad,
that.
Dad, not that stuff. Not now. I didn't bring Mr. Altos here to listen to your old ghost stories.
Maybe I should go.
You know, Galen, although my eyes are useless, I can't shake the feeling that there is something very familiar about you. Would you be staying in Shadow Falls for
Dad,
a while?
This is not what I brought him out here for.
Do you know that for a fact, Jacob, or is that just what you want
enough,
to believe?
Enough, Dad. Dad, that's enough.
Look, thanks for the sandwich and the laughs, but I'm gonna...
No, don't!
Dad, just let him go already!
Before you go, Mr. Altos, take a look at this photograph on my wall.
If that's what it takes to make a graceful exit... Wait. My God, how can that... How can that be?
Oh. Hey! Oh, Mr. Altos! He fainted! Dad, what have you done?
What needed to be done? Now help me get him to the couch!
Where am I?
You blacked out.
For how long?
2 hours.
The photograph. The photograph, that's me in there.
I'm afraid it was fate that brought you here to Shadow Falls, Galen. You're part of this somehow.
Part of what?
That remains to be seen. First, do you have an interest in history? I sometimes feel only we decrepit old folks bother much with that subject anymore.
Well, it follows you around, whether you like it or not, sometimes.
Well put. Then perhaps you will be interested in our history. Here in Shadow Falls. 400 years ago, We were settled by the survivors of a great and mysterious tragedy. The survivors fled into the woods and were befriended, yes, befriended by a group of indigenous people, American Indians. Through them, they learned that the tragedy which destroyed their number had been caused by an ancient battle between two spirits.
The wolf and the coyote.
Ah, you've seen them in your dreams, perhaps. Two shadows lurking at the edge of your mind.
What do they want with me?
With us, actually. Every 100 or so years, the wolf and coyote come together to do battle over which of them holds dominion over death itself.
Wolf? Coyote? What difference would it make?
Well, the survivors of the tragedy were told that the wolf spirit had defeated Coyote, and that the times ahead were dark ones for all of humanity. So allegiances were made to the wolf spirit to prevent its wreaking destruction. As such, descendants of the survivors would control these lands until the next battle began. This time, they believe, Coyote was still weak and would finally be destroyed.
So, the coyote... it's worse than the wolf?
That, Mr. Galen Altos, remains to be seen.
Officer Crane to Captain Van Stark.
Van Stark.
Hey, I'm out here at the old Guthrie place. I don't see anything. No kids here making trouble, nothing.
I want you to check inside just to make sure. Don't want a bunch of pimply-faced kids to get the better of Officer James Gray.
No, sir. Roger that, sir. Over and out. Shadow Falls Police! Hello? Anyone in there? I repeat, Shadow Falls Police! I'm gonna ask you nicely now. Show yourself!
Hello, Jim.
Jesus. Captain?
Why, Officer Crane, how's the wife and family?
Mrs. Varys, I'm sorry about at the fire. What is going on here? Captain? Who are you? Where are you? No! Oh, no, please! Get back! Get back!
Grab his arms!
What are you doing to me? I can't move!
From our blood, his blood, from his blood, our name!
Oh, Captain, don't!
I'm sorry, Jimbo, but our time has come again. And with you, we open the door!
You see, it's not so much a tradition, Jim, as a ritual!
No!
When I was 7, I remember looking up into the autumn sky and seeing birds, hundreds of them, flying away from our town. I asked my mom where they were going. She told me they were flying south for the winter, to someplace far away. I asked if we could go south for the winter, too. She leaned down really close to me and whispered into my ear, "We can't. That would be too suspicious."
Shadow Falls is a Podshow original production created by Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov and directed by Matt Johnson. It stars Weston Blakesley as Briar Gint.
Tracy Crouch as Jenna Homaker.
Jeff Hoheimer as Jacob Fair.
Holly Jenkins as Karen Varys and Edna Hurst.
Matt Johnson as Deputy Crane.
Tom Mesmer as Captain Red Van Stark.
James Napoli as Leonard Fair.
Todd Sherry as Galen Altos.
Biz Urban as Sienna Van Stark.
Kappa Victoria Wood as Molly Hammaker.
And Victoria Wright as Chloe Varys.
Story by Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov. Written by Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov and James Napoli. Produced by Matt Johnson and James Napoli. Executive produced by Adam Curry, Ron Bloom, and Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov. Music by Monk and Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov. Recording engineering by Kevin Jarvis.